boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Hello, Vinton Schelsberg. Are you listening?
Oh, God, that's never a good start.
Are you? Anybody who's higher up at Vinton Schelsberg, hi. I'm from Vinton Schelsberg, class of 2014.
An alum, as some may say.
Thank you. Went there all my years. And, well, I'd like to put my name in the hat because they just announced a really cool feature yesterday, and I think I should be spotlight on it.
Okay. Very humble start.
They posted yesterday on Facebook, Vinton Schelsberg High School is excited to share that we have recently purchased a new touchscreen display that will highlight the history, achievements, and activities of our students from the past and all the way to the present. From what I can tell, it looks like a gigantic touchscreen. And one of the things that they mentioned in this long post is that it's going to show the yearbooks starting from 1914 to current year. And all the yearbooks. So my yearbook will be in there. Thank you very much. Look for me.
That's a nightmare.
2014, I'm in there. But I think we should have a whole page about me, personally.
Where is this at? In like the foyer of the high school? Or?
Well, it would be on the side of it's a side hallway of next to the gym.
Okay.
From what
high
I can
traffic,
tell.
Because obviously yes. Sports events and stuff. Yeah.
Yes, and I feel like we should have a whole screen dedicated to moi.
Okay.
Personally. Now, here's why. And it's not just because, pick me, right? But I feel like I've achieved a lot.
Go on.
Not in school, but outside of school. I've achieved. I did admit a lot on this program that I, cheated in school.
There's some things I feel like I need to edit you in real time. Retract, delete.
But what a lot of you might not know about this show is that we are the first two-person afternoon show in Eastern Iowa.
Yes.
Okay. And we're the first two-girl show in the state of Iowa. And it's also really rare for two girls to do a show without any male in the room.
Period.
In radio.
Yeah.
They always think that a guy has to be in the room with us. It's very old school radio.
Mm-hmm.
Not here. At this radio station, they're like, hey, you don't need a male in the room. Mm-hmm. They let us do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying we should have on the screen at my old high school a whole page about, I guess I'll let you be in it.
I was going to just say, so that means I'm also involved?
Yeah. I'll put you in the corner. But I'm just kidding. I'll let you be in.
I'm not going to help you make it.
Yeah, I know. You are also the digital person between the two of us. So I do need you to help me with
this. I'm going to let you chicken scratch doodle on it and see if it ends up on the screen.
So Vinton Schelsberg, if you're listening, I'd like to be on that touch screen. Big page. Those girls in the afternoon.
Great pitch. Okay. I'm supporting you.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
To add to your to watch this weekend, recommendation straight from Destiny, Taylor Tomlinson's new special on Netflix.
Oh, she's so funny.
You've been chatting it up. It just dropped this week.
Mm-hmm, so on Tuesday.
Brand new. I have not had the chance to watch it. However, I have seen some clips going around. And there's one that you sent to me that you said, I think we should discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in part of her stand-up special.
This is about to get really dark.
Yeah. In her stand-up special, because she's a stand-up comedian. And, sometimes the funniest things are dark humor.
Uh-huh.
She talks about how
uh-huh.
her mother passed away. Okay. And she was cremated, so they had her ashes. And her dad had the ashes, okay? He eventually gets remarried, okay? Finds a new wife. And then decides that he's going to give his previous wife's ashes to her mother, okay? So Taylor Tomlinson's grandmother. He's passing the ashes off to her. And at first she's like, what do you mean? That seems kind of messed up to pass that off. And she said, now that she's older, she understands that he said, I'm getting remarried. I cannot take these ashes into another woman's house.
Why? Why do you looking at me.
I don't know. I can't tell if you're going to be sick or if you have something to say.
If I'm going to be sick or not.
You think about it. It's really messed up to think about.
Never, man, I need you to listen quick and I need you to listen closely.
Okay.
You are to carry those ashes with you all the way to your ashes.
Oh, seriously?
Yes. I need you to carry them all the way until your death. You do not get rid of me. Do not send to my parents. My parents also do not want them. I know that they don't. Mm-hmm. They were like, she annoyed me for 18 years of my life. You do not return to sender, okay? Mm-hmm. But you loved me. You were going to see this through, okay? Do not get rid of me.
Okay, but roles reversed then. If he
I'm going to eat him for breakfast.
Ew. What do you mean?
I'm not going to eat him, but that was a joke. I would not do that. I'll eat with him, but he'll sit there next to
me. I don't know what's happening. So you're not cool with it? Or you think it would be
weird? No. His ashes are going to stay in the house forever and ever. And if I get remarried, they will stay there forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he is to not get rid of me.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm going to tell him that you said you're going to eat him.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I don't think it's going to shock anybody to have me say that Destiny called me in a crisis this morning, because it happens quite frequently.
Almost every single day.
But today was different because it came with a new request.
I was at my low. Mm-hmm. Begging on my knees.
Right.
I was like, Taylor, please tell me that you can get me coffee today.
Well, it just so happened I was actually making my coffee as I answered the phone.
It was the most beautiful thing I have ever heard in my entire life. Let me paint a picture for you. I wait until the last second to sip my coffee. I make my coffee at home, mm-hmm. and I like to wait until I am pulled into work mm-hmm. to sip my coffee. And I know you're the same way. We mm-hmm. like to literally be at our desk sipping our first drinkity drink of yes. our coffee, okay? And that's what I did. And that's when I realized my coffee was the nastiest thing I've ever tried in my entire life. Last night, I got new creamer. I didn't want to get new creamer, but the creamer I've been loving, they didn't have at the store. So I was like, oh, I'll try this new vanilla from Chobani. Nasty. So gross. It literally tastes like cough syrup. Do not recommend, okay? I was like, uh-oh, what am I going to do? I don't want to leave. I need coffee or I'm going to destroy this place, okay? Mm-hmm. So I called you and I'm like, maybe Taylor's getting coffee or maybe there's coffee on the way. I will literally pay you triple, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As I answer the phone, she goes, hold on, it's really loud. I'm making coffee.
Well, I have an espresso machine. The steamer was going. I'm like, hang on. And then you literally said, well, can you make me one? And I'm like, is this now a prank? What's going on?
It was like angels in my ear when you said you were making coffee.
Mm-hmm. And you were serious. You wanted me to make a coffee, to which I panicked a little bit.
She
because
did.
You're picky.
I am.
And I was like, well, what do you want? I have lots of things. I have lots of syrups. I have lots of sauces. I don't know what you want me to make. It was a lot of pressure, but I delivered a coffee to you, a brown sugar white chocolate latte.
Oh, it was so good.
And I was successful, unless you're lying. And if that's the case, I don't want to know that you're lying.
What?
That you liked it. Because I did tell you to lie to me if you didn't like it.
No, I thought it was really, really good. Here's my only thing about it. And again, I said 9 out of 10. The only thing about it, and the only reason I didn't give it 10 out of 10, to be quite honest with you, is that it was too much.
Well, because I make a double shot. I didn't know that you were a weenie hut junior and only drink single shot espressos.
I do. Okay, your machine's different because I do a double shot of espresso and it does not give me that much coffee. It gives me just a centimeter to two. If I do a quad, it would give me that much.
I feel like you might be doing something wrong between the creamer and the double shot that's maybe a weenie shot.
I do a double shot and it gives me 2 centimeters of espresso. Mm. And then I do 5 ounces of milk.
You're making weenie coffees. I don't know what to tell you. Come on over to my cafe.
I do. I need to come over to your place.
I think so.
We were just talking about the Taylor Tomlinson new special on Netflix, which I just happened to watch last night. And this isn't my first rodeo. I love watching her specials. But I've noticed that every time I watch it, I'm obsessed with, well, not her jokes as much as I am obsessed with watching her outfits.
Okay.
Every time I see her live, because I've seen her on stage, or I see her on her on a special, I can't help but look at the shirt, the pants, the shoes. The girl's got fashion. And I don't know why it took me until last night watching the new special that I'm like, there's no way it's her. There's no way that it's her picking out her own outfits. She's got to have a stylist. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. at that point, you're filthy.
If you're on Netflix, you probably have stylist money. Okay. Uh-huh.
And she used to have her own. I don't know if she still has a talk show. I'm assuming it's probably gone at this point. But like, you probably have had a stylist, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's so good at fashion. I need a stylist. The problem is I'm broke as a child.
Okay.
I can't afford a stylist. I need one. I just feel like I'm 31 and I still haven't found like my niche. I haven't found what is my style. I still struggle with it every single day. I feel like you have yours down.
Some days.
No. I feel like you have yours down. If you're saying you don't, oh my God.
Well, I mean,
you are faking it till you make it.
Is style wearing sweatshirts that are three sizes too big for me?
Yes.
Then sure, I'll take it.
Oh my God, you don't feel like you have your style?
No, I do. I would never claim to be like the most stylish person on the planet, though. Like, I don't think I could be a stylist for someone else. I just know what I like. You know what I mean?
No, I definitely feel like you have your niche, you have your style, and I'm jelly of it.
Mm.
Well, you definitely know how to fake it till you make it.
Yeah, that's my whole life. my quarrel with you wanting a stylist, because I know you, because I would be like, oh my gosh, I'll shop for you, because like, hello, that's a dream job, is to just go buy people clothes. I would love to do that. You don't need a personal stylist. You need like a personal jury, because you're the type of person that if you say, what do you think about this shirt, and they say, oh my gosh, yeah, it looks great, you're like, okay, I gotta go ask seven other people until somebody tells me it's ugly. So you need...
You're not wrong.
...a whole staff.
Well, wait a minute. You've always said you wanted to be part of a jury.
Well, why don't I on that jury?
Wait, you're a jury duty? Hello?
I don't want to be on the Make Destiny Cry jury.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Can I tell you a very bold assumption I make about people? For no reason.
Okay.
I feel like it's sketchy if you back into an establishment with your car. No tea, no shade. Our neighbors across the street, they be coming and going, right? I don't think they're making deliveries, but they're picking things up and dropping things off. But they're always backing their vans in. And to me, I can't help but wonder what's in the back of that van that you don't want us to see.
I need you to shut your mouth.
What?
Because I need you to actually look up. You have the security camera. We have security cameras in this room. And I need you to look up at the parking lot and look at my car.
Well, I know that you got some weird stuff in your car. So that just proves the point.
What did I do?
I don't want to know what's in the trunk of
what
your car.
What did I do today?
You backed in.
What do I like to do? Back in. I like to back that thing up.
Because you're sketchy. That's what I'm saying. This is just all proving my point.
You know what's funny is that I think it's maturity.
Oh, so I'm immature because I'm pulling forwards?
Yes, you are. You're very immature.
No, I think I just have nothing to hide.
I have noticed that as I've gotten older, the more I like to just back that thing up. You know, that's what I've learned. Oh, since I turned 30, flirty and thriving, I have learned that I like to back. It's seriously, since I turned it last year that I've learned that I like to do that. I've never been that girl. Now I'm like, oh, thank God I can back it up.
I guess I
just
haven't
wait
hit
until
that
you
point.
Turn 30.
I guess I'll let you. I got to report back in over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just think it's sketchy.
No, we'll wait a year and then you won't be saying it's sketchy. You're going to be saying you're mature. I'm just going to wait.
What do you guys all know that I don't?
Maturity.
No, that, if it's not one thing, it's that.
I just have this sneaky suspicion that my boyfriend neighbor man is embarrassed to introduce me to more family members.
I feel like you should be past that point. You've been together long enough. You have a wedding dress. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I thought, Taylor.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. But now I think he's embarrassed to introduce me to more family members. Because, you know, let's be honest, there's even probably your family members that are like distant cousins he currently hasn't met, right? It's just like someday they will. It just needs to be like a family reunion, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, ours just happens to be a funeral that's coming up.
Well, shoot. Sorry about that.
May they rest in peace. He's got a family member that passed, and the funeral is coming up tomorrow. And he was telling me he really, really, really wants to go. And I was like, okay, well, I'll come. And he's like, no. You focus on work. I'll go.
Mm.
I was like, no. I can make it work. I'm over hours this week anyways. I'll be able to make it work. Don't worry about it. Taylor can deal. She don't need
per
me.
Per usual.
And he's like, no. No, I'll do this. It's a lot of family members you don't know. It's fine. I'll go to the funeral. I'll kiss babies, you know, things like that. Get to know the people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the funeral. You can go to work. I don't know if other people's brains work like this or if it's just mine, but the fact that he's just kept saying, don't worry about going to the funeral, I'll do it myself, immediately my brain goes, why do you not want me to go to the funeral?
Oh, God.
Are you embarrassed?
Mm.
Do they not know about me? Why do you not want me to go? Like, I start overthinking it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
clearly.
Like, that's where my brain wants. My brain has a hard time thinking, like, maybe he's like really being thoughtful about my work schedule. My brain goes into the negativity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does normal people's brains work like that?
I don't think so. Oh. I think I would be like, oh, he knows that it's going to be a hard day and he doesn't want, I mean, like anybody's funeral, whether you know the person or not, is emotionally tolling. You are an emotional diva. So maybe he's just thinking, you have a happy day.
What, does he think I'm going to cry at a funeral I don't know? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
You know, I can cry on command.
And that might be why you're not.
Can you imagine? They're like, who's this chick? And she's crying and we have no idea who she is.
I think we just solved it. Today I got told that I'm like an Olympian, but I'm also high risk.
Why?
I know, right? Just a normal Thursday being Taylor, you know? Why do you look like you don't believe me?
Because you're not wearing a gold medal around your
neck.
Well,
I didn't say I won. I never said that I was
good. You did say higher risk Olympian.
Yeah, so this...
Well, there is the Olympics coming here in 2028.
I know, I better start training. Would you believe me if I said this all was told to me during a financial advising meeting?
I have a bigger laugh inside. You are not an Olympian when it comes to finance.
Oh my God, no, I would never be. Nope, that's not what he meant at all.
Okay, good. I was
so without getting too...
I saw you at Target earlier. You are not an Olympian at finance.
Well, I'm an Olympian at spending. That's what I am an Olympian at. No, he did not mean my spending habits. That's actually what we're trying to work on. You know, that's why I have an advisor.
Mm-hmm.
What we were talking about, and without getting too like boring schmoring, is we were talking about different types of insurance and when it came to...
I'm sorry, what are we talking about for like life insurance,
yeah,
car insurance?
And disability insurance.
Okay.
So when it came to life insurance, he told me that I qualified for premium. I'm like an Olympic athlete because I'm healthy.
Oh, nice.
So
I
thought that was really exciting that he told me that I was an Olympian. And then he told me that... our job is considered risky when it comes to disability insurance.
Why?
So I got denied. I got denied because of our career as radio DJs. Because apparently we're considered like entertainers or whatever. That's up to you to decide if you think we're entertaining. But apparently...
sorry.
That type of career is considered risky. This not in the same way as like somebody that does construction or, I don't know, a pilot or whatever. Because entertainers have issues, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, this is what'd you get denied for? Disability?
Disability. Like getting hurt on the job or because of your job or whatever.
So, I'm so you got to dumb this down because apparently I'm also stupid. Why'd you get denied?
Because our job is considered too risky. They didn't want to.
Like, there's a chance we will get disabled, or like there's no chance.
We're higher risk for it
to get disabled.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nuh-uh.
They said that entertainment type jobs, not necessarily like
really? You
know,
what do they know
falling
that
off a ladder? What the example he gave me was that they party too hard.
Well,
they develop bad habits.
Okay.
Which is not true for me. I said that's not me.
No, you're talking old radio, because what I've heard is back in the old days, old radio DJs would do lots of, you know, drugs and stuff. Mm. We don't now.
I don't leave my
house. At least I don't.
Well, I tried to vouch. I was like, dude, I don't leave my house. And he's like, I hear you, Taylor, but I don't make the decisions. So.
Okay. Well, then can we reevaluate? Because first off, let's talk to the two dumb lame-os
here. Let's talk about the modern-day girl DJ.
Yeah, because
we don't
late.
Leave the house.
We don't leave the house. I have two cats. She's got two cats. Or I've got four cats. Sorry, I forgot how many.
The only Coke in my life is Coca-Cola.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
I was so scared of where you were going with that.
I'm saying.
I thought you were going to admit something there.
No, I love a Coca-Cola. Period. That's the end of the sentence.
Someone call the mom from Mean Girls because it's getting freaky at my house and it's not me.
So you need snacks and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean by this?
You understood.
You're not a regular mom. You're a cool mom.
Uh-huh. Because it's not me. It's not a neighbor man. But yes, it's like the mom. I'm the mom, and I'm a cool mom. I'm not a regular mom.
Okay.
But I think that our cats are in love.
Oh, my God.
Neighbor man likes to think it's not happening, but I do think it's happening. So we've got Luna. Can't stand Fat Mochi. And then we've got Fat Mochi. We have now adopted two new cats in the last 2 months, which
yes.
is Felicity and Maggie. We need to watch Maggie and Fat Mochi.
Mm.
Because every time, I swear to God, I turn the corner, Maggie and Fat Mochi, they're together.
Okay.
And it just so also happens to be that they're always on the bend together.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what do we do? How do you talk to your kids about?
Okay, so I like how you said that, because I like to make jokes.
Oh, no.
I like to yell at neighbor man like I caught them in the action.
Okay.
Like I'm like, neighbor man, they're doing the no pants dance.
Right.
He doesn't think it's funny, but
oh,
I do.
Really? He doesn't? Really?
He's like, come on, they're siblings. But I'm like, maybe they're
not. Well, they're not. Technically,
they're not.
These are new cats. They're yeah. the hot new chicks on the block.
That's what I'm saying.
So you might need to have a conversation about leaving the door open.
That's,
you know, four inches.
I've been trying to talk to them about leaving the door open.
Mm-hmm.
Mom needs to be in the room with them.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know.
Save room for Jesus. Things like
that. Okay. Let me know how that works.
It's just nobody's listening to me, and I think they're in love. Luckily, I don't think anything can happen, but, you know.
Oh.
I think we're okay. All good in that department.
However. Oh, my God.
I do think there is love happening.
Well.
I just don't know what I'm going to do if I see something.
Oh, traumatizing.
I have to come over to your house if I see it.
I don't. Can you not tell me about it? I don't want to know.
I have to.
No. Let them do what they do behind closed doors and leave it at that.
No, I will have to go to therapy if I see that. I'm not right, joking.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. That's disturbing.
I noticed that we definitely talk to our dogs and our cats like they're toddlers.
Those are my kids.
No, 100%. But I have changed a lot of our words and our vocabulary for the pets. For instance, we've got our little wiener dog. His name is Zaw.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of switched to being Zippy was mm-hmm. his name, too. Then Bippy. And now we have discovered that he likes blueberries.
Mm.
So now they're not called blueberries. They're called Bip berries because he's Bippy. And so now they're Bip berries. Something else that I've discovered is that in the morning, he has to go to the kennel because he's a little wiener dog. And if you know anything about wiener dogs, well, they're
tiny bladder.
And they're little gremlins and they will chew on everything. Nothing is safe. All cords will be destroyed. Everything right. will. So he has to go to a kennel while we're at work. And it's not the kennel. It's Ken.
Oh. Because that sounds less like menacing.
Yeah, I don't know. I really
had that happen.
I think I just kind of was one morning half awake. And okay. instead of saying kennel, I was like, Ken.
Right. Okay.
So now he just goes to Ken every morning. And some mornings I don't even feel like going Ken. I just say Ken.
And he knows what that means.
Yes.
Wow. I need him to get out.
What?
Get out and socialize with other dogs because they are not going to believe this. Can you imagine little Zippy Zah going up to like a German Shepherd and be like, do you have to go in the Ken? They'd be laughing at him.
Do you have little Bip berries? And he's like, yeah. No. They're called blueberries, you dummy.
I feel like he needs to go tell some other dogs about this.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like your fridge can be a fairly vulnerable place. And maybe you wouldn't think that, but how would you feel right now if somebody opened up your fridge? What would they think about it?
Can I be honest and vulnerable?
Of course.
You would think that I don't eat. And then I just drink. Not like alcohol, but like
a lot of beverages.
A lot of beverages. Now here's the dealio. Nieberman works in the food industry, aka he gets fed there lunch and dinner. I tend to eat food there too sometimes.
Right.
So there's hardly any food. You'd look in there and be like, do they eat here?
Okay.
Not really.
This is gonna be really interesting then because somebody's fridge has gone viral on Reddit of all places. Now, again, can we really all judge each other's fridge? Because I know somebody out there has rotten lettuce that's been in the drawer for forever and you have expired condiments or whatever, but everybody's
talking. Parsley and cilantro are kind of going bad in the drawer.
Okay. Thanks for sharing.
I know the class wanted to know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this guy posted on Reddit a couple pictures of the inside of his fridge. And the caption is what has people debating because he said, my girlfriend always tells me I never have anything to eat when she comes over. Now, I have the photos over there in front of you. If you could scroll. At first glance, this looks like a well-stocked fridge. Okay?
Yeah.
It's very much full. Is there really stuff in there to eat? I guess that's what's up for debate. So for
Can I make a guess? This is he's a gym guy on a very high protein diet.
Yeah.
He is, isn't he?
I mean, the freezer is full of every cut of meat that you can imagine. He has protein shakes in the fridge. Uh-huh. He has carbonated water. He does have some canned
yogurt,
cocktails.
Eggs.
Yeah. Non-dairy creamer.
Bro.
Condiments out the wazoo in the door. A lot of jam, a chicken. Ton of different cheese, a whole drawer of carrots, and a whole drawer of zucchinis.
This is like when I first met Neighbor Man. This was really? Kind of like his fridge. I mean, again, he was on a very high protein diet. So there was a lot of, he was only eating just like chicken and yogurt.
Okay, so as a girl, as the girlfriend, did you go over there and be like, dude, you have nothing to eat?
Yes.
Because that's what people are saying about this fridge. It's
yes.
stocked, but there's nothing to eat.
Yes. Okay. You know what's funny is that, and I say this all the time, when I was 50 pounds heavier, I've lost 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 50 pounds heavier, I would actually eat more like this. I would eat I would eat more greasier food and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've lost 50 pounds, you know what I crave? I crave like the Oreos. I crave the Doritos and I crave like crumble cookie and things like that. So when I look at this fridge, which is very good, it's good for you. Like it's high protein, like chicken and like steak and things like that. And I look at it and I go, there's nothing in there for me. Where's the ice cream? Where's my
That's
chocolate?
That's what I'm saying. As I'll speak for the girlfriend. We need snacks.
I need snacks. So yes, I look at this and I say there's nothing to eat because I've lost so much weight. So like I'm like I don't know what it is now that I've lost the weight. I'm like I crave snackaronis. Mm. I need chocolate. I need chips. I don't know what it is about me now. I'm a freaking monster.
I think it's just womanhood.
Maybe.
Welcome to womanhood.
Flo is coming to visit soon.
Okay, well then it all checks out.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I hate to say it. Move over Curly and move over his brother. I'm the favorite child now.
What?
Okay, no, that's like a little bit cocky. But he actually said it to me earlier today. My boyfriend Curly did. That I have a birthday coming up. Ooh, yay. He texted me and said, okay, favorite child, my mom keeps asking for birthday ideas for you more than she has asked me. Now, his birthday is not for a couple months, but I'm like, listen, I can't help it. Sometimes the girlfriend is meant to be the favorite child. And I take that responsibility very seriously.
Listen here, curls, okay?
It had to be done.
We put in blood, sweat, and tears to become the favorite.
Of course.
We have put in hours before dating you, hours while dating you, and even hours right now to be the favorite.
It's a badge of honor.
Right. And we deserve this. But I will tell you that I know I am also the favorite. In my relationship.
I feel like it's just like natural progression, especially between the girlfriend mom. And boy mom. You know what I mean? Sometimes they're like, I know what you have to deal with. You know, the dirty underwear on the bathroom floor. Mm-hmm. You just connect over those things.
Right. They also have dealt with so many girlfriends before.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't like to think about that. Why would you say that?
I'd like to think about that, and then I'd like to know that I am superior and I am better.
Okay, we both have different issues.
Boy jobs are hard. We do not give them enough credit for it. And I'm talking about, like, the gross things, taking out the trash.
Oh.
Okay. Yes, us girls, we could do it, right? But I like to label it, my house, a boy job, okay?
Oh, I do the same thing. I'm like, that sounds like something a boy here should do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you.
And so, like, that in my house, it's a neighbor man thing.
Right.
Doing the kitty litter, neighbor man thing.
Uh-huh.
But last night, our dog Evie was a little sick. So it was take care of Evie or take care of the trash. Which one? And I said, I'm not dealing with the dog. I'll do the trash. So last night I did a boy job. And let me tell you, we do not give credit where credit is due. That's not fun. I don't want to take trash out ever again. It's gross. It's stinky. Mm-hmm. Ew. Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And where we have to take our trash is I have to go down our driveway and it's a hill. I flip that thing.
No joke.
And this car literally sees me flip my trash. And I'm like, you ain't going to help? Not that they needed to, right? They're probably like in their car, like, listen to today's hit music. And they're like, ha, loser. But I'm like, in my head, I'm like, you're not going to freaking help. Okay. Like, you don't see me just flip my trash.
Mm. No, can I be honest? And I'm not bragging. I haven't had to take the garbage out. I have.
Don't let your pets get sick.
Well, I think I would choose. Well,
you would have chose the sick. Which one?
I don't know.
Sick pet.
I probably would. Depending on the weather. That's what it would depend on for me. How cold is it outside? Because if it was like a summer night, I'd take it out. No problem.
But where it starts getting toasted.
Oh.
Toasted trash.
Well, I don't know. See, I'd like to not find out. Here's how I get out of trash. I just say, well, it's dark out. What if I get stolen? And then he doesn't let me go outside. Is that toxic? Maybe.
Taylor.
But then I don't have to do it.
I should have thought of that, to be quite honest.
You can use it next time.
That is kind of genius. Next time I'm going to say, well, I could get stolen and I could flip the trash again.
Yeah. That'll get you out of it.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
New year, new me. right? That's what everybody says at the start of the new year, or that this is the year you're going to do something, right? Well, is this the year that you're going to have the guts to do it?
No.
Okay, Taylor.
Oh.
Wait. I thought you were asking me personally.
Let's get quizzicals over. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, that's it.
Taylor ruined it.
I believe in you. I don't believe in me. Anyways.
Tonight's trivia question, even though Taylor ruined it. 30% of us wish we had... No, sorry. Let me restart this over. Taylor really distracted me.
I'm sorry.
30% of us say we wish we had the guts to do this in 2026. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
30% of us say we wish we had the guts to do this in 2026. What is it?
I'm not the only weenie, by the way. There's a lot of things that I'm like, I wish I could, but I won't.
You're the only weenie that admits that they're a weenie.
Which I feel like unweenie-fies me.
No, it just
it's very
more
brave
weenie.
Of me as a weenie. To
How many
that
times
weenie?
Did we say weenie in the last 60
Anyways,
seconds?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. 30% of us say we wish we had the guts to do this in 2026. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3829 said to stand up for what you believe in.
I get that. Sometimes you're worried
Period.
About...
You it's know, hard sometimes.
Well, like at work or just in general.
Mm-hmm. Or at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Oh, you know. God. It's rough out there. I get it.
Your aunts and uncles can really get crazy sometimes.
Period. I believe in you, king or queen.
Kim said, quit your job.
Whoa.
I think it's usually like January and February where a lot of people quit their jobs.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's a trivia question somewhere. I know a lot of stupid facts like that.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-huh. And like divorce rates are really high right now, too.
Oh.
And in August. Don't ask.
Okay. What are you looking into in your free time?
Again, random facts I know.
Uh-huh. Not even engaged, and you're looking into divorce. Interesting.
She tried to get out already? What's happening?
Okay. 1372 said, well, breakup was your significant other.
Okay, that was weird.
How convenient. That's sad.
I bet you they're getting into
Maybe.
Looking into divorce.
That's too bad. I am so sorry. Unless they deserve it, then do it. I don't know.
I swear I'm not looking into divorce. I just happen
well,
to...
Well, I hope not, because it makes literally no sense for you to do that.
I just happened to know this this fact that it's like right. January and February and then August, which I always thought it was so random, but it's like because it's going back to school time.
Hmm.
Don't ask.
Okay. I believe you. Because I don't care to research.
She's like, that's one of those things that I'm not going to research.
No.
Thanks, though.
No, thank you.
30% of us say we wish we had the guts to do this in 2026. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs.
I swear. I don't just look up random stupid things. I just know random stupid things.
I believe you. I guess if you're fine with that taking up your brain space, then go ahead, queen.
I might not know what temperature chicken is fully cooked at, but I can tell you what month of the year is the highest divorce rate. You're welcome.
Yeah, you decide what's more important.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
30% of us say we wish we had the guts to do this in 2026. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
30% of us say we wish we had the guts to get rid of our TV in 2026.
Really?
No.
I don't like it.
I've never had that thought. Didn't even think about it.
I haven't either, because I don't see the TV as a problem.
I agree.
I would rather, if anything, for our generation, it would be like get rid of social media. You know what I mean?
We get rid of TikTok.
Yes, way more time mm-hmm. on that. Mm-hmm. I love my TV. I can't get rid of it. Okay, how will I watch my things?
Let's reverse 2 seconds ago when she just said that her TV was not a problem. And then she goes, well, I really love my TV.
Well, I don't have many, you know, hobbies. So I do rely on my TV a lot.
You know what? It's so funny that I was thinking about you this weekend. And I was like, what does Taylor do on her weekends? Mm-hmm. Because like you and I will text here and there. Mm-hmm. But like, shockingly enough, we don't really hang out. She's a homebody. I've become more of a homebody. Mm-hmm. We try to like stay the heck home, you know? Mm-hmm. What do you do? I cross stitch. I know you color. Mm-hmm. But what do? Mm-hmm. You just watch your TV.
Watch TV.
Do you?
I pet my cats. I cook things. I take a shower.
Thanks for letting us know that you take showers. Like we were all wondering.
How much do you want me to lay out? What do I do? I'll take you through the weekend.
She goes to the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
I brush my teeth twice a day. That's important.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.